7 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Friday, December the 8th, here on AM 1240 KASO. It is time for this month's edition of Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox. Well, good morning, Mayor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mark. Good morning to you.
Well, how's it been? Starting the official start of Christmas season. Last time we talked, we were getting ready for Christmas, and the Christmas season is now upon us. The decorations have gone up around town. The Christmas tree is going to be lit downtown tonight. A lot of things going on this weekend.
It's a big weekend for Minden, Christmas in Minden, and hopefully everybody's enjoying the lights and comes out. Everybody will come out tonight, and then Sunday we're having more. It's a weekend-long celebration for Christmas.
And how has, when we last talked, the lights were going up, and of course, everybody starts to complain, well, the lights aren't twinkling, Clark. Yeah. And of course, you mentioned that you guys bought a chunk of lights to try to remedy some of that. How did all that process go, and how do you feel it's going, getting everything decorated?
Well, everyone has their own opinion on these things, and I'm sure we could argue this point. But, again, the strategy was to put it all out and then see what we needed to tweak, and we've been tweaking the process ever since, changing light bulbs that were out, changing light bulbs that were maybe off color, and making sure everything was synchronized and looked good. And then we would ride around at night and say, guys, we need a little more here. We need a little more here. And we just kept adding. I personally, I'm biased, but I feel like it's looking like Christmas in Minden.
And then, of course, tonight, the Christmas tree downtown at the Civic Center is going to be lit up. Kind of kicks off the Christmas in Minden going on this weekend. Now, I know that this is more of a chamber and tourism event, but I'm sure you guys have some involvement with that as well.
We're trying to, one of the goals of my time as mayor is to make sure everyone's working together as best as possible. So we're partnering up with the chamber and the tourism to see if we can make Christmas really special for the citizens. Again, tonight we have that tree lighting time, but there's also several people that'll say a little something. I think there's some dancers coming to do a performance.
Well, they told me that was you.
No, I'm gonna sit out. I'm gonna sit this one out.
Got a sore hamstring, huh?
That's right. I better not. For the best of everything, I better sit this one out.
Yeah, that might be a good thing. But yeah, the Christmas in Minden starts this weekend. Of course, I already had to make a scheduling change. The one thing you can't schedule, unfortunately, is the weather. And man, Mother Nature just has some kind of schneid against us scheduling any kind of Christmas events, because we schedule Christmas. Weather says, not today.
I know. And tonight, the tree lighting service or our time ceremony is at 5:30. But we had the parade tomorrow, and there was such a strong chance of rain that it was moved to Sunday. And when the decision was made to move it to Sunday, I've been joking with people, and I say, well, I hope it really does rain on Saturday. Yeah, so we're justified.
Yeah. How many times have people done that? We've had to make calls, and it's just one of those things. Nobody knows what the weather's going to do. And the second you make a call, you're making it for the benefit of everybody. And then the weather changes.
That's
and
right.
It's nice and sunny and like, well, we could
why
have
did
done.
We do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well. We were erring on the side of caution, but
right.
Usually the last couple of years, especially since they've kind of made it a weekend event, seems to be one of the more popular events of the season in Minden is a ton of people downtown taking part in a great event.
Yeah, that's right. The parade is really popular. It's one of our biggest parades in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It'll surprise you how big it is. Hopefully, it's just as big this year, if not bigger, and we have a lot of participation. The people in Minden like parades.
That they do. Well, what's been going on in the city of note here recently? I mean, I know we had the council meeting, and the good thing about the end-of-the-year council meetings is really kind of a no fanfare kind of meetings at the end of the year. Usually it's just procedural stuff. You had some hires. And that's been one thing I've noticed the last couple of meetings. Police force seems to be getting beefed up here the last couple of months with new hires.
And I think with that, you see, I feel like our city overall, we all feel pretty safe and protected.
Yeah.
But our police department has stayed fully staffed. You know, when you have a lot of employees, it's always a little bit of a revolving door. For the most part, we retain police officers for many, many years. And there's always those few that, you know, but I believe the police department is full. And I'm just real pleased with, honestly, the diversity of our officers we hire. We hire all different kinds of people. So I feel like the city population is well represented. You know, it's not just men. It's not, you know, so pretty proud of our police department.
Well, of course, you can be a part of this conversation as well. The phone number for you to call, it just disappeared on me, 596-1590 is the number to call. You can also send us a text message to that same number, 596-1590. And you can also send us an email, and that's at askthemayor@kbef.com, askthemayor@kbef.com. We want to hear from you, and the mayor would love to hear from you, and he's not going to shy away from a question. You have a question, he'll do his best to answer it, and if he doesn't have an answer, I'm sure he'll be happy to get back with you and talk with people that will. I have to send kudos out to, I guess it would be the street department right up the hill from us. There is a culvert that was kind of overgrown feeding into Turner's Pond, and I'd been keeping a watch on it over the years. Just I call them those squirrel-planted trees where the squirrels deposit acorns, forgot where they left them, and next thing you know, there's a tree, popcorn trees, I like to call them because they just pop up out of nowhere. But this one had grown up pretty good, and it looked like it was kind of enveloping the existing culvert was there, and I sent a text to Terry Combs and said, hey, man, I'm not sure what can be done with this or what y'all can do, but this kind of looks concerning. You might want to give it a look. And he said, well, shoot me a picture. And I shot him a couple of pictures of the culvert. And the next thing I know, had a crew out here cleaning it out and literally ripped it out. See a concrete truck come in, and they're pouring new concrete, formed up a new culvert. And within a couple of weeks, everything's cleaned up and new culvert and cleaned out. So kudos to the street crew for jumping on that. I mean, I was just throwing it out there as a concern, and they jumped on it.
Well, Terry Combs and the street department and our public works department, we take citizens' thoughts and concerns very serious. We try to fix what we can, and you know, if those guys go out there and see there's an issue, they're going to get right on it, try to get it fixed, and I'm proud to see it's done. It's also very good to keep the media happy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm sure that was exactly why they did. You want me? No. Yeah, like I'm going to go out there and throw hate
right on
them. You know, that's not what I do. I was just happy that they were able to. You know, it was something they were able to do.
Right.
And you know, I didn't know if it was. I didn't realize it was going to be that involved. I just thought, okay, they'll get a chainsaw or two out there and clean up some stuff. But I guess once they got into it, they saw it.
I'm sure they must
probably
have saw
worse
there was
than
a
what
problem.
It, a little worse than it was. But I tell you what, an underappreciated crew sometimes there's more complaints than there are praises, so I want to make sure the street crew gets their share of praise here in the holiday season, especially
while we're on the topic. You know, Christmas in Minden, the actual, you know, our main street director Taylor Wren is in charge of making sure it all happens, but your line crew hangs all of the aerial stuff, mm-hmm. all the stuff in the air. Your street department does all the groundwork, so all the decorations that are low, and then even the recreation department's maintenance crews and yard crews, they helped in that. So those three crews are why it looks so good. Some people, I had somebody say, well, aren't they paid? Well, yeah, they're paid. But paid people, you know, and being prideful in the city are two different things.
Exactly.
These people do this with pride. They do it with excellence. Anybody can go throw up anything. But when you make it look good, that's taking pride in the city. These folks, they really care about what they're doing, and it just really it's really makes me happy to see all the positive feedback on Christmas in Minden. I've had people and now at first they were like, the light bulbs are out, and this isn't well, it looks like we've turned a corner in the last week or two because we did what we said we were going to do. We got it straightened out, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback. It makes me happy for the guys that work so hard.
I tell you what I've noticed in especially in the downtown area is the Civic Center seems a little more dolled up than normal this year. I don't know if there were some new decorations that came in or if you just changed up how some of the decorations were going. But it seems a little more Christmassy around the outside of the Civic Center this year.
I wish y'all could see my face because I'm smiling ear to ear because we worked real hard on it. Before even Thanksgiving, I don't know if anyone really mentally noted it and noticed, but I think people did notice, but they weren't real sure what happened. But all the sconces on the building, we only had...
Less than half, it was only four out of
12 that were shining.
And for those wondering, those are the lights that shine up and down on the side of the Civic Center,
the building sconces, light sconces. And so we had all those redone, so when you drive by, they're lit. We had plugs put in for the reefs, so we don't have to turn the lights off and use that power. So
I'll hold tight just a second. Well, I believe we got us a phone call coming in. Good morning, you're on Ask the Mayor. And I guess we lost them about that quick. Thought we had a call. We had a call.
Had a live one.
Yeah, we had a live one, and I didn't see it until the last second. So if you try to call us back, we will definitely take your phone call. My apologies there. Maybe they'll give us a ring back. I saw them coming in. But go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, we bought a new Christmas tree that does, light displays. We found some... cherry trees or Japanese cherry or anyway, we found a bunch of those trees with the white lights. We found those in the basement and we brought those out. And then we bought these decorations for the columns that synchronize to music. Really worked. Hopefully when you drive by City Hall at night, I would encourage you to slow down and maybe pull off to the side and just watch that. Of course, you got to wait till after tonight because we're having the tree lighting service.
So. Oh, yeah, it'll be even more lit up.
But after that, it'll be back dancing to the music and enjoying Christmas. And we're playing Christmas music 24/7.
Yeah, I did notice that. I believe we got that phone call coming in. Let's try to take them now. Good morning. You're on Ask the Mayor.
I've got two questions. Is there any update on replacing or repairing the bricks uptown on the street? And is there any plans on resurfacing the street in front of the high school?
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Right. Thank you for your call, Ed.
Can I get some clarity on the bricks? Is there an issue with them that you know about?
I think the problem is, and I need to remind folks, when you call in, please make sure you turn your radio or TV down because there's going to be that inherent delay, and it makes it hard for us to have a conversation. But
I'll kind of
take it on face value on the bricks there.
Okay, so on the bricks, there's no plan to do anything that I'm aware of to those bricks. That's an undertaking. You pull all those bricks up, you're talking about a major project. I'm certain I would know about that, and we have not discussed that. I am positive that the strategy at this moment is if we have a issue, we deal with that isolated issue and just keep patching them up. But those brick streets, the less amount we mess with them, the better off they are.
Because those are old.
Now, we do have extras, but still, those are old and we don't, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll kind of follow up on that. Is that a situation where maybe at some point we have to investigate? I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here. Obviously, none of that's been discussed, I'm sure. Would there be a potential of maybe looking at putting new bricks down at some point? Obviously, we're talking about a significant investment, of course, but would that even be something on the table, or is that just something we just don't want to talk about right now?
It's something we haven't discussed. What I know about the brick roads, obviously everybody loves them.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a tug and war between some of my departments because some of the guys in the street department are like, oh, the brick roads. But then I have heard some professional opinions that say, you know, Nick, those brick roads hold up better than the regular ones.
Yeah. So, and, you know, really, it's not bad. It's bumpy, but it's by design. It's a brick road.
That's where you can tell where your car's rattling or not, taking down the brick road.
Yeah,
but it's not. We had a sinkhole, y'all probably remember, by the hospital at the red light in the summertime. But we blocked that lane off and we fixed it. But that's also the state. That's really the state highway.
Is that part of? Is that, I was about to say, is Main Street part of the state highway situation?
It is, and so we had to partner up with them to get it repaired. But we did the repairs.
I'll follow up before I let you move on to the next part of that. There was some work being done over by the hospital in front of the hospital just a day or so ago. Was that street related there? Or I know the hospital, there was some big equipment right there at the front of the parking lot onto Main Street.
You know, wasn't it a boring rig?
Yeah, I believe so. They just had the lane blocked off. I didn't know if that involved the city or streets or anything like that.
I'm thinking that's a private situation.
Something with the hospital itself, maybe?
I'm thinking, and I saw that, and I meant to ask around and see what was going on. But I, like you, just noticed it, and I really don't know.
Yeah, well,
but
never hurts to ask.
I mean, I saw it, and I wondered, too. But I think it must be a private, isolated deal. If I remember right, they're already gone.
Yeah, it wasn't very long, and they just had that one lane right, and it was right there by the parking lot. So, like I said, I was wondering. I figured it might be something with the hospital directly. Who knows what that could be, whether it be plumbing or whatever, but it was there, and then it wasn't. So it apparently wasn't a major deal. Apparently.
It didn't cross my desk.
It didn't come across the mayor's desk.
No.
Well, let's go back to the other question at hand. He was referring to, I believe, the street in front of the high school.
So, again, to go over what we talked about a few months ago, the strategy, and a strategy is this. You pick a strategy and you go with it. And I inherited this strategy, so we're going with it. And the strategy is, at the moment, with our streets, we're trying to do all the large high. Now, there's a lot of high traffic on the street in front of Minden High, but the main roads where you're driving fast and you have a lot of traffic, those are the ones we're trying to get done first. So your country club circles and your Towton streets and places like that people are driving 35, 45 miles an hour on, which I don't know what the speed limit is. Please don't speed, guys.
Mayor said we can go 50.
That's right. That's what I just thought about. But, you know, those roads where if you hit a bad spot in the road, it really messes your car up. You know, the thing about Minden High, there is a lot of traffic, but that's going to be a little slower speeds, more cautious area. So those will be, and we're only a year or two away from finishing all our main thoroughfares, our main streets, and then we're going to move to smaller streets. And where we spend roughly $1 million or so a year on large streets, and we can do like four or five overlays, the plan is in the future, maybe we can do 20 little ones.
Literally take out a neighborhood at a time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and it is. It's kind of a you're taking out the main arteries, and then you can come back, and it becomes basically a cycle. Every X number of years,
you'll never finish.
Yeah, it's always gonna, and inevitably you're gonna get a road overlaid, and then a water line's gonna blow out, and you're gonna have to tear it up,
and it breaks your heart because you just spent all this money, and then the road base gets messed up.
And I mean, it's nothing you can do; it's just the nature of the beast. The lines, utility runs underneath those streets.
And if we did finish all the streets and roads, there's no finishing because it's time to redo them all.
Yeah, like you said, it's just a never-ending cycle. Right. As soon as you finish it, you know, probably 10, 15, 20 years from now, you're coming right back around to it.
And I've said this before, and y'all can argue with me, it's okay, but yeah, you know, the city streets are really in for the most part, especially the high traveled ones, are in good shape. It's your state highways that are really
that's the ones that get the complaints, the Homer roads, the Shreveport roads, and there's nothing
the
you can do.
They don't generally realize what's the cities and what's not, but like Homer Road, even Main Street, we have a lot of highways through Minden, and so that state, even Louisville Road,
It's a state highway.
State highways.
Yeah. Well, I know a couple of years ago, and I don't remember if this was under Mayor or when Tommy was mayor, or whether it goes all the way back to before his time. They had moved, didn't they? Talk about possibly widening Homer Road, or at least they had moved utilities in an effort to maybe widen the road, or were at least discussing it. I know they did move the poles back, and I don't know if that was just for safety precautions or if they were intending. I don't know. Personally, I don't know if there's enough room to truly widen to add a turning lane, especially on this stretch before you get to the four-lane stretch of it. I don't know that you could put a turning lane, or if businesses are willing to give up a little bit of parking space to do it, which is kind of the catch 22.
If we had a discussion on that right now, I bet these phones would light up.
Basically, I'm thinking it'd be a big fat no, but that's just me.
Well, and I mean, is Homer Road congested at times? Oh, yes.
It's a main thoroughfare.
For sure. It's our main drag.
And I'll stop you before we go further, but there is a little bit of Christmas miracle. Two turning signals are going to be going up here in the next little bit.
I wrote that down to talk about that.
Yeah. Yes. I got that. We were at the same meeting when I heard about it, and I was like, man, I literally said out loud, it's a Christmas miracle.
So I was tagged in all those emails, and I've talked to them myself about some turning lanes. At first, I was told no down there by Walgreens. Because that's kind of a private.
It really is. It's a private drive, basically, but it's a major cut through.
And we have wrecks there, and so we definitely need it. So yeah, that's happening, and I don't know exactly why, but they've jumped into gear, and what I thought would take forever, they got right on. I had another deal. Fiberbond had a lot of traffic at 4:30 relief.
Yeah.
You know, when that time of work would end, and they'd ask if we could figure out how to get that red light to stay green longer so all those workers could exit Irwin Thompson Drive from Fiberbond. And I emailed the state and asked them to, and they did a traffic study, and they got it retimed, and it's helped tremendously. So they have been real responsive with things
and
lately.
And the turning lights that we're talking about, a mayor mentioned one of them was at Walgreens. The other one is at the Brookshire's parking lot, which is also obviously private. But they're not only going to do that, but they're going to retime that whole stretch to make everything work out. But again, it's like you said, they studied it. They saw where they have been having wrecks in those two areas, and the wrecks are simple. They're trying to jump the traffic before that light turns, and there you go. So the easiest solution is let's give them a green arrow.
And I'm very glad they agreed to do that.
Yeah.
I think I've been hearing a few concerns, and people have been questioning me. But again, all those red lights on Homer Road are the state's, but, you know, it is what it is. But they've been asking me about Klein Street and Homer Road. I think they've changed the timing of those lights.
Yeah.
And I think, so just so everyone knows, I don't know this officially, but kind of piecing things together that I've heard, I think they've changed the timing of that light because they're getting ready to redo all the lights on Homer Road. So everyone needs to be extra cautious at Klein that it's, that light is not behaving like it used to. They've changed the timing of that.
Yeah, and of course, that's going to be an adjustment period once everything happens. And they said that these lights will be changed before Christmas. So, that's really, like I said, that's the Christmas miracle part of it.
Amber from the newspaper has really stayed on top of that.
Yeah, she and I talked afterwards, and she said, you know, I've talked around and found out who I could talk to, and I sent them a letter, and they got on
it. A lot of the credit goes to her because she really pushed it, and she'd copy me in the emails. And
well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little Christmas happy for the city of Minden there. And, you know, the big part about that is it's going to be a chance for us to enjoy being able to make a turn because nothing aggravates me more. I will pull up to that light at Walgreens. Nobody on the other side. The second I go to get ready to turn, I look up and there's 15 cars on the Fincher Road side. And it just...
And you also have to be, that happens every time.
Every
it seems
time.
Like. But you also have to be careful there because it's people very forget unclear that they can't. Who goes straight and who turns.
Yeah.
And I always hesitate before I go because you never know what that car beside you is going to decide.
Yeah, I have to admit, right after they put it in, I wasn't paying attention. And I'm thinking the left side is a turn only and the right side is straight or turn right, but it's not.
It's the other way.
It's turn and left. And right turn only.
But everybody that pulls up to that light has to have that mental conversation.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, though, I really think having that turning light will help with that a little bit. I really hope it does. So we'll find out. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll take more of your conversation into this as well. Hopefully, you can call or text at 318-596-1590. Again, email is askthemayor@kbef.com. askthemayor@kbef.com. We'll be back with more of Ask the Mayor with Mayor Nick Cox here in just a moment.
Ambulance Transport Medical Service, Advanced Emergency Medical, fully equipped.
accredited medical technicians. Advanced Emergency Medical, a Christian-based company locally owned. When you're in trouble with the wonderful, our care and attention stand alone. Advanced Emergency Medical, Advanced Emergency Medical.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
The Christmas celebration continues at First Baptist Minden. This week, enjoy two different presentations of We Have a Savior, featuring the Celebration Choir and Orchestra this Saturday, December 9th at 6 p.m. and Sunday, December 10th at 10:45 a.m. Also, be sure to join them for their annual Community Christmas Eve Candlelight Service on 5 p.m. at Sunday, December 24th. For more information, call First Baptist Minden at 377-4434 or visit firstminden.org.
It's a Louisiana Saturday night, December 16th. The 2023 Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Primetime under the electric glow of the stadium lights. Get ready for Saturday night tailgating, football, friends, and two Power 5 teams battling it out. The Big 12 versus the Pac-12. Grab your tickets at independencebowl.org. Also, don't forget to explore findyourlouisiana.com to plan your trip today.
Time is 9:34 here on a Friday, December the 8th. It is time for this month's edition of Ask the Mayor with Minden Mayor Nick Cox. Mark Serene here with you this morning as well. Mayor, let's talk about tonight. The Christmas in Minden starts tonight. Well, Christmas has been started in Minden. We've had Christmas lights up since before Thanksgiving, but right after Halloween. That's just how long it takes to get all that stuff up. But this is the weekend that we kind of designate to really all in, all chips on the table. It's Christmas time. Let's celebrate it. And between you guys, as far as what you can do to help, as far as decoration, the and then the Greater Minden Chamber, as well as Webster Tourism. Like I said, it's a big collaborative effort, a lot of people involved to make this thing go. No one person really can share. Everybody shares in the credit because it really is a big-time collaborative effort. But Friday night is the kickoff tonight, so kind of run down on what our schedule is for tonight.
Well, tonight we're kicking everything off at 5:30. At City Hall, so right in front of City Hall where the tree is, we're having our tree lighting ceremony, and that'll get it all going. The Chamber has an event, the Holiday Wine Walk, that happens after that. But also, something that my family likes to do that is very special, that if you have kids or grandkids, I'd encourage you to bring them out from 6 to 9 o'clock. We have the Holiday Trail of Lights Hayride.
Yeah, and that is really neat.
Have you done it before?
I have. It's been a couple of years.
Good. And so I don't know exactly the format this year, but in years past, the Dorchief Museum has a few people that kind of give some facts about the history of Minden as the hayride goes. The Sanders, Russell Sanders and his dad, they bring their really neat old tractors out and they pull the hayrides.
Yeah.
The police department will have the roads closed, so there's no traffic. We're not having people fly by us angry or anything like that.
Before we start, go any further, where will they be blocking off traffic, just so folks have a heads up, if you can kind of remember? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
If I remember right, generally speaking, it's roughly the normal parade route.
Okay.
So from the Civic Center, like by the courthouse, down
all the way to
down,
the library.
I can't remember where we turned, but I believe it was round about the library that
yeah,
we
that's
turned.
That's the usual suspects, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, so that's the parade route, and it's really nice. You know, until you're going 5 miles an hour in an open sleigh on the back of a tractor, you don't realize, you know, sometimes you need to slow down and see how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
Hear a story about our past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, you know, Minden has such beautiful churches.
Yeah, and they're always all well-decorated at
right,
Christmas time.
Right, it's a special thing, and I think the kids remember it. And when we're all real old, the kids will be like, y'all remember when we had hay rides in Minden?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I especially appreciate, the older houses on the Broadway Street section. Man, those are really decked out at Christmas time, and they just really – it really pops this time of year when those houses are decorated like that.
They do. And I've noticed as the time has gone this Christmas season that more and more of our downtown area houses and businesses have decorated. That, boy, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
It helps make us look so much better when everybody joins in.
And I think the chamber kind of spearheaded this, but the Christmas cards around the water towers. And
aren't
nice
those
touch.
Nice?
And to be honest, kind of flows better since the fence has been put around the water tower.
You know, I was kind of against the fence at first.
And yeah.
We've used that fence ever since it's been up. It's been very handy. It kind of gives us a place to display things that gets your attention.
Yeah, those nutcrackers do a good job of protecting the water.
You know,
tower.
I feel like everything's safe down there because of the nutcrackers. Those nutcrackers have been with us a while.
Yeah, well, I have a friend of mine that she swears that those nutcrackers come to life and dance around downtown at night after everybody goes home. Obviously not a fan of nutcrackers.
I'll have to put a camera on those
Yeah,
nutcrackers.
That's why I told them. I said, we've got enough cameras. We can find out if there's any evidence of any Christmas shenanigans
that's right.
going on.
I think there's some caroling going on downtown, too, during the hayride.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly what that's about, but I've heard that there's some caroling hosted by the tourism board, too, tonight.
I will say this, I don't know how and what goes into all of the planning, but one thing I know that I've heard from several different people, I've even heard it on Facebook as well. Some folks were kind of disappointed there wasn't a Christmas tour of homes. Now, that's a whole mm-hmm. different animal there. There's a lot of things that go into play at that, especially the homeowners opening up their homes. And, you know, it may have just been something that wasn't able to come about. But I did hear that. And it wasn't a major complaint. It's just like, oh, man, I wish they would have done that. But, you know, I don't think that's an every year thing. That's usually one of those every couple of years, if I'm not mistaken.
And I don't think we've done it in a while.
Yeah, it's been at least 4 or 5 years for sure.
I'm pretty sure COVID slowed all that down.
Yeah, I'm sure that.
People going through your house.
And yeah, I can agree with that.
Once something goes away, it's kind of hard to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, what? Out of all of us, I mean, who has a house presentable at all times for people just to go through?
Especially this time of year when none of us are ever home.
Right, and it's rainy and kind of nasty. Do you really want people
exactly.
tromping through your house?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a personal decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, that one's all subject to the homeowner saying,
right.
yeah, we'll do it. And, you know, it's always in the historic district, and that's always a touchy spot, you know, to let people into your home, especially, like you said, I think the pandemic really had a big play on why that probably doesn't happen anymore.
We had a discussion, the chamber and the tourism board and the city the other day about maybe doing a tour of the churches.
Now, that would be good.
Or maybe doing a progressive nativity scene
yeah.
through those churches. So
yeah.
we're brainstorming already for next year.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, that's how this stuff works, is collaborative, people throwing their heads together and
getting
coming
everybody's
up with great ideas.
Buy-in,
yeah.
you know, to doing it.
Of course, we got in trouble at our church, I think, a little bit because we decided to have a Saturday night edition of our Christmas concert. So we had asked to push the fireworks back so we could time it with our program ending, and of course that's all out the window now because
right.
the weather just threw
but
it all
but y'all still
place.
Having your concert
we're still
Saturday
yeah,
night
yeah the concert will still be on Saturday night.
See, that's a great thing to do during the rain.
Well, that and the whole intent period was to offer another option for folks to do things if they wanted to be a part of it, to come come down the street if they wanted to, you know, just an option.
I'm glad because I can go to my own church on Sunday, but I'll still be able to hear First Baptist's choir.
Well, that was kind of
I'm excited about it.
Was to let other churches be able to attend if they wanted to.
I'm excited, and I appreciate the idea.
Yeah. So, I told our music minister, say, you realize what you're doing now. You might want to check with them and see. But you know, they were all appreciative and again had agreed to push back the fireworks time. But there were going to be other events going on, so it wasn't like we were asking for major changes, and it was an easy accommodation to make. And then, of course, like I said, it's not even an issue now because the parade and fireworks are all pushed back next week to Sunday, an additional day. But I was told, Stephanie, when I talked to her yesterday, she promised that the fireworks show was going to be a lot bigger, or I won't say a lot bigger, but there were going to be some surprises in the fireworks show from fireworks shows in years past. So
I heard the same thing.
So, you know, and it's like I told her, the fireworks show the last couple of years has been really nice, the Christmas ones especially. So I'm looking forward to that with great interest as well.
Every year during our fireworks show at Christmas, I always think to myself, that has to be all, and then it keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, surely it's over, and it keeps going, and it just gets better and better every year.
You get that big flourish, and you're like, okay, well, we're almost at nope.
Right, right. You know, the parade is Sunday
at
4 p.m. Again, I anticipate the streets to be full. But right after the parade, there's going to be singing by the Louisiana fiddler Amanda Shaw, and I've heard she's really good.
Now, is that on Saturday or is that on Sunday?
Are they doing it on Saturday still?
I think that part's still on Saturday.
That's right. And what we did, we moved it in the Civic Center.
Yeah.
That's Saturday night at 5:30.
That's at 5:30.
I hope everyone realizes.
That's a big deal. She was in one of the big Thanksgiving Day parades, correct?
She's very good.
For the state.
I hope everybody realizes that's Saturday, correct?
Yeah, that part
Saturday
is Saturday
night because we moved it indoors to the Civic Center. So everybody try to come out for that. And that's a free concert put on by the tourism board kind of put that on.
And she was actually asked by the state tourism to be part of their float. I think it's at the Macy's Parade, if I'm not mistaken.
Man.
That's a big deal. She's really good.
She's good.
I looked her up on YouTube. I'll be honest, full disclosure, I was gone Thanksgiving, so I didn't see the parade. But I watched some of the clips on YouTube, and she is really fantastic.
I think it's going to be great. Again, I hope everybody realizes that's happening tomorrow night at 5:30 in the Civic Center. It'll be a great time. Bring your family out and just enjoy that time.
Well, I want to ask real quick, we mentioned that there wasn't really a lot on the agenda from this past month because, you know, they're from month to month, there's generally not going to be a lot of hot button issues. It's a lot of procedural stuff that takes place. But there was a property purchase on the, I believe it was off the service road, if I'm not mistaken, that was approved at the city council meeting. If you could kind of elaborate on what that entailed and the rationale and reasoning behind it.
Well, I got a letter in the mail from that property owner that said, hey, I'm selling this 1 acre piece of land. It's down on Rec Drive, down close to that, you know, there's that one private business there, and it's right next to that. And he said, I'd sell it to the city for a very reasonable price. Would y'all be interested? So we called him, and we talked to him, and he told us his price, which was $15,000. So I had it appraised. You know, we had to go through the proper way of purchasing property as a government. And it appraised for more than $15,000. And so, you know, in my mind, if I had my wish when they laid out the rec center, and your assumption would be, I think most people assume that the city would own the left side of Rec Drive and the right side of Rec Drive. And my assumption until probably 2 or 3 years ago was we own both sides of the road. But when you look at it, the city only owns the left side. We built the road all the way on the edge of the property.
Yeah.
And so, again, your assumption would be the city owned all that property, but it doesn't. So as it comes available, especially when someone approaches us.
Now, this is as you're turning into Rec Drive on the right?
It's at the bottom of the hill.
At the bottom
of the hill. You know where Jimmy, I can't remember who's there now, but Jimmy Hall had a his catering place there for a while.
Yes,
at the bottom of the hill by the ball field.
Before the ball field starts.
Right before the ball fields, there's this lot that's cleared off. It's just 1 acre. But, you know, that's another piece of the puzzle that we'll have that the city will own. So that was it. It wasn't a real stressful decision to buy that piece of property.
Yeah.
It adjoins our property. It
just gives you a little room
that's
to
right.
growth
we,
or and a little bit of a buffer.
We might want to add some parking there. We might want to add some bathrooms. Or we might want to get some more property and do something bigger one day.
Well, random question, is the back end behind the ballparks, is that the end of the property line right there? Are we literally butted up against the end of the property, or is there a little room to push past that if the need arose?
We own more back in there, but it's really low land.
Swampy kind of.
Really, a lot of the ball fields are here on the low side.
Yeah. Well, that's always the spot that floods the quickest because of Cooley behind it.
Yeah, and so we own down towards Cooley more, but it's not all that usable.
I got you.
You know, I think we could spread out some, but, you know, like I said, Andy Pendergrass said it best, if a property owner around the rec center agrees to sell a piece of property for lower than appraised value, then that's kind of a
no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's a win for the city and a win for that person as well.
It is. It's a win for everybody, and who knows what we'll do with it. I don't have an immediate plan, but, you know, at least we have that secured.
Yeah, it's just a little, like I said, a little buffer for you in that area. Well, let's kind of be reflective here on this last little stretch. Again, the number to call if you'd like to get involved in a conversation, it is 318-596-1590. 318-596-1590 is the number to call. You can also text at that number as well. And you can also email us, askthemayor@kbef.com. I've got my phone handy. I will see when it pops up, and we will read that email out, and the mayor will address. Again, we had a call earlier. Mayor wasn't fully able to address the question, but he was able to give you kind of where he stood on the issue. And, you know, again, that's how the conversations generally start. There's never... Not a lot of times there's going to be a clear-cut answer, but he can at least give you kind of a ballpark or at least a get back to you, if nothing else. But let's be reflective. This is your first, finishing out your first full year as mayor. Kind of walk us back through the year and how you feel things have gone in year one.
Well, you know.
Without talking about power outages.
Yeah. Well, that was a big fun part of the year. You know, we had that power crisis. It looked like it was imminent doom. And then it, through collaborative efforts of a lot of different people, we were able to not have a disaster there. So that was actually a high point, even though it started as a low point. In fact, in life, a lot of our best successes started out as disasters.
Yeah, that's true. Well, have to go from somewhere, I guess.
Right, right. And so, you know, I think it was a great year. I very much love the council we have right now.
Yeah.
I'm just so appreciative to them. I sincerely believe that the Lord ordained our time in leadership here, and I'm so thankful that I really feel like the city is blessed right now. That's my personal opinion. I think we've done some great things with hiring. We, you know, when I took over, we'd had you know, Mayor Gardner had passed away. We had interim, we had a pro tem, we had an interim, then I took over, and it felt like there was a lot of decisions that needed to be made and a lot of key players that needed to be put into place. So we hired a Main Street director, we hired a Public Works director, we hired a rec director, and I could go on and on with the key people we put in the city, and now it's running a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And you've had to make some changes within the organization as how the leadership internally works as well.
There's a lot of tweaking involved.
Yeah.
We got Michael Fleur to agree to be city clerk for this year. And, you know, he's retiring after 22 years with the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is his last. He's got like 20 days
22
left.
Years. Wow.
You know, Michael Fleur is one I think we probably could do a half show or a whole show about. That fella started off at the rec center part-time.
Wow.
Then transferred to the water department. And then started running the water department, then transferred and became the city clerk, which is number two in the city. It's basically, city clerk is the equivalent of the chief financial officer for the city.
Yeah.
40, to $45, $46 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he started part-time at the rec center. Fascinating story. Great guy. He can tell you right now what line item a broom would be in and how much we spent on it. He knows those numbers like I've never seen before.
And that's what you need.
He's been training the assistant clerk to take his place. And she's ready, Melanie Langford. She does it. She knows her numbers.
She's actually been doing the reports here the last couple of months for the city council meetings.
I'm super impressed with her, and so relieved that we have a succession plan for Michael's retirement.
Yeah.
Kudos to him. Yes, for sure. I just think we have a lot of good leadership decisions in motion. We have that strategic plan going. I know it's been kind of quiet lately, but they're working on it in the background. They're doing some real. Pinpointed studies right now for that. I think great things. We've got several engineers, different engineering companies working on certain projects. We have one group working on streets and sidewalks. We have another group focusing on a water expansion project we're working on. All that is funded through capital outlay. The street and sidewalk projects will be funded through federal grants. I mean, the council and myself promised we were going to go get external dollars and bring them into the city of Minden, and we are working hard to do what we said we would do.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned last month, I haven't seen much action on it yet, and of course, time and availability and all that kind of comes into play, but you mentioned that there were going to be some changes as far as the drive-through to pay your light bill, and there was a kiosk that was going in. I hadn't seen a kiosk yet, Mayor.
Well, so yes, the kiosks were ordered in the summertime and due to be in the beginning of October.
Subject to availability.
November, and now we're December. And honestly, now they're telling me January.
Yeah.
They're built, but these kiosks will take cash, they'll take credit cards, and they'll take checks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, we have to set up the credit card company on our end.
We have
to talk to the credit card company. We have to buy the credit card reader. We have to have the software that syncs. This program has to talk to this program, has to talk to this program. And there's, I'm having meetings like in the IT department is for sure every day.
Yeah.
And so there's
not just plug and play.
No, I thought it was. And you know, salesman, buy the kiosk, it'll be ready to roll.
But well, I'm just ready to go in 30 days.
All of a sudden, now it's taking forever. But maybe January, February, we'll have that installed.
Yeah, and that will basically, the window at the desk will go away, and this machine will be there in its stead.
Yeah, the window. So hopefully the joke next year will be that the citizens will be invited to our Christmas parties because they're having to use an automatic teller.
Yeah, kind of like the Walmart Christmas. Yeah,
man. Right. Hopefully that's. But the drive-through window is going away. And part of the problem is we have trouble getting employees.
Well, that and two, you mentioned the issue with the night deposit box as well.
Like I said last month, people in the past, it doesn't happen a lot, but people have put $400 in there with a sticky note that's unclear on whose money it is and what account it applies to.
And the next morning,
you get $400 in a sticky note, and you had to wait until somebody gets their lights turned off to figure out what to apply it to.
Exactly.
And they say, I came up there with a $400 in a sticky note.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of coming by, but I always put mine in an envelope and stamp it. So you at least know who it's coming from.
But again, you can imagine a cash box is a huge liability.
Yeah, well, it is. And, I mean, I know a lot of banks have kind of shied away from doing a night deposit box as well. It is a lot of liability there.
We live in an automatic world.
We really do. One thing we do, I guess, want to remind folks before our next meeting that starting the first of the year is when the credit card fees will change as well for those that do pay their light bill by credit card. That starts on January 1, correct?
That's right. And it synchronizes the charges throughout the city. That way, if you're at the rec center, you're paying $350 minimum, or if you're at City Hall, you're paying $350 minimum. Or if you go over the $350, you're paying 3%. But, again, we live in that world. You know, 20 years ago, everybody would be upset. But that's just how it is.
Your hands are tied in that regard because it's the credit card companies that are kind of dictating the terms a little bit, and you're just trying to break even, not make any money on the issue.
We're charging 3%, and the credit card transaction fee is 2.9 plus a minimum per usage. You know
exactly.
What I mean? We were losing $30,000 a year.
I mean, that was a no-brainer. You had to do what you – I mean, for the availability of it to be there, you have to be able to continue to pay for it to make it viable.
And what we all have to remember is when the government loses money, it's costing all of us money.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, I just wanted to let folks a little friendly reminder before you,
that
do pay by credit card.
A lot of our citizens pay cash. A lot of our citizens pay check at the drive through. A lot of our citizens pay direct bank draft.
Yeah.
Bank draft, there's no fee
no
for.
No fee there.
Check, there's no fee for. Mm-hmm. Cash, there's no fee for. It's just if you jump on there, you know, kind of nonchalant and pay with your credit card. Or you come up to City Hall and pay with your credit card, there's a fee involved in that.
And I've always wanted to ask this. I guess it would be a good time to ask the mayor this, at least pass it along. Is there any chance of having it paid for? You know, you can pay online. Is it any possibility of being able to pay through your bank account direct? I know some places you can do that where you, instead of paying by card, you can put your banking account information in there and do it that way. I guess that would be as a draft.
I've do it that way, and you can do that, yes.
Oh, okay.
I've been doing it for probably about 5 years. It's been available.
Oh, really?
You can pay by bank draft.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
No, I'm talking about the date or, like, when you pay at that moment. It's not a scheduled draft.
Oh,
like, if you wanted to do it like a bill pay where you pay it, instead of paying by credit card, you could just put your bank account in. I know, like, with my cable bill, I can do it that way, but... I mean, I understand there's probably a lot of things that are involved that may or may not allow the city to do that, software limitations alike.
I remember I had to fill out a form that made it automatic, if I remember right.
Correct.
Now, like I said, I've been doing it for 5 or 6 years.
It's been a minute.
But if I remember, I had to fill out a paper form, and once it's set up, it's set up. But we have been looking at, because things are changing, we visited with a software company just last week about the possibility of not only being able to do the things that you ask, but also paying through text. I mean, all kinds of – so technology's evolving to where
– City going to get a Venmo account.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I've always been like this at my business. We'll take it however we can get it, you know.
Well, I mean, and you're right, though. The world, it is
changing.
You know,
it's
everybody
changing.
Everybody doesn't keep cash on them. They'll Venmo me or PayPal or – I can't keep with all these different apps.
Cash app, all kinds of things, but
who'd have thought we'd have been at that point?
It's getting here quickly, isn't it?
It is. Well, Mayor, you got about 30 seconds. Anything you'd like to tell the citizens of Minden as we close out the December edition of Ask the Mayor?
Minden is the greatest place on the earth with the best people, and I wish all you good folks Merry Christmas.
Well, we appreciate you, sir, and I appreciate you being willing to step out and do this once a month. I know it's not... It's pretty much been low-key. I'm sure there will be times where we get some tense moments with kind of heated questions, but that's just kind of the nature of the beast. But for the most part, it seems like the questions we get are just legitimate concerns or just didn't know and wanted to find out.
And I want to thank the guy that called. I appreciate the questions. And the true short answer is there's no plan for that, and that's why there wasn't a long explanation of that. But I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate the involvement. I know people are listening because they'll tell me they're listening, and I'm just grateful that people care.